Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I thought this was a marketing stunt. It's not. We actually do have a National Superman Day, and it is today. I felt like it was probably something related to
hype the new drop.
Yeah, because we got a new Superman
Which
movie
actually
coming.
Looks good.
I don't.
It looks.
Oh.
I know.
Don't say it, though. You can't say that it looks good. If you say that it looks good, then we're hosed.
Oh, why? You
know, because
it'll be good or it'll be bad?
Every DC movie in history.
Oh, I don't think they usually look good.
You don't think so? Okay, so maybe this is different. I've always
been sensitive because Henry Cavill is Superman.
Yeah, you have a lot of reason to
not like
to dislike this casting.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I'm kind of on the bandwagon about this one. What are your thoughts about Superman in general as a hero?
The best superhero?
Is that where you come down?
It's almost unfair.
When
he was created, it was like, why keep this thing going? what's the point? He can do literally everything.
Superman was the very first hero, all right?
That's why I never liked Superman v. Batman. That was stupid. That's dumb.
Because you're a Batman hater.
Because Batman's not a superhero. Batman's a man with a lot of money.
And you know what he did with
his
money?
Never ending bank account.
But you know what he did with his money? He bought a kryptonite spear. And that should have settled. That was a hilarious move. That is where I think DC went wrong, by the way. Because kind of what you're saying, it really showed that error in judgment, because he's like, you know, what was he? He's building like a suit that's essentially a tank, and Superman's just like, let's brush him off, just straight into knocking him through buildings.
He has laser eyes. Hello.
Let's go through the list. He has the power of flight.
Yep.
Super strength.
Yep.
Laser eyes.
Yep.
He's impervious to injury. Nothing damages him
except
kryptonite, if you can find it. And even then, it's like he kind of finds a way to luck out on these half the time. It's like, oh, I'm going to hit him with that kryptonite. He can fly away. He's powered by the Earth's yellow sun. It gives him supernatural power. He is basically a deity, okay? He's a deity. And then Batman is
a dude.
A
butler.
I mean, this is a cave. This is the superhero equivalent of 100 men versus one gorilla. Is what this is. So, salute. Enjoy today.
How are you supposed to celebrate?
By watching a lot of really mid movies is how you're supposed to just go through the catalog.
Or, you know, just wear a really bad disguise to work. Put on glasses and pretend you're a completely different person. See if that works for you.
Good morning, guys. Frito, Katie, be careful when you're driving around. This is just a gross week, and the flooding situation is going to be real dicey today on the road. So just
turn around, don't drown.
Your time.
Yeah.
What's coming up in trending?
Lies, basically.
Really?
Well, someone decided to rank fast food French fries. And McDonald's.
Oh no!
Not well.
I can't wait to go down this road.
This list is trash, and we'll discuss it next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Best French fries in all of fast food.
It's extremely polarizing, but I wouldn't even say this is subjective.
I don't even think it is all that polarizing. I think McDonald's has a clear edge because even people that don't like McDonald's will say their French fries are pretty great.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how you can beat that.
You've done studies on them. I mean, they talk about beef salt and all sorts of things, and people try to recreate them, and they say they can cure your migraines. They can help you get pregnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things are damn near magical.
I don't see how you can't give them the top spot for eternity, because no one's ever going to beat it. Okay, no one's going to beat that recipe. That it is the perfect French fry. But yet, here we are with someone else's hot take that they, and I quote, didn't do well. So I can only imagine how bad this is.
It's very bad. So we will go through this, and I think everybody will disagree with what they scored at the top.
Oh.
Maybe that was it. Maybe they ordered them wrong.
Could be.
You know, maybe they thought...
Maybe it's a mix-up.
Yeah, maybe they started at the wrong end of the spectrum.
Just reverse.
Didn't understand the assignment. I mean, that's possible looking at these rankings. But first, let's start out with some sad news. Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson died.
Yes.
His family didn't announce the exact date or cause of death, but he was diagnosed with dementia and placed in a conservatorship last year. Mm-hmm. He was 82.
Yeah.
Obviously considered one of the great pop songwriters of all time.
Yes.
But he was going to release that Lost Country album mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah. Which do we have? Is that still a possibility?
So that's the question.
I don't know that you can release because he had a lot of albums that didn't come out.
He did, but this one they were actively working on. It was called Cows in the Pasture, and it was with their manager, Fred Vail,
right.
back in 1970. So the album featured Vail on lead vocals and Wilson as the producer. Mm-hmm. They recorded 14 tracks with legendary session musicians, including members of Elvis Presley's TCB band.
Yeah.
And they knew that Wilson's health was deteriorating, but Vail still thought that they were going to get it done. They were going to get it released. Wilson is one of the guest vocalists. But now that's kind of up in the air. It didn't have a specific launch date, and the identities of the other guest vocalists were never disclosed.
He's one of those dudes he's in the category of musical genius, kind of like Prince.
Yeah.
And when you talk about those guys, I'm kind of just like, hey, leave it in the vault forever because there's a reason they didn't release it, you know, and it's kind of like, would he want that
out
there?
Well, no, but he did.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear it. I really want to hear it.
And it's really more Vail's, isn't it? I mean.
Yeah, because
All things considered. I mean, Brian is the producer on it.
You know, it could be incredible. Like, it absolutely could be. He was that good.
The Beach Boys issued a statement on their website saying, Brian Wilson wasn't just the heart of the Beach Boys. He was the soul of our sound. The melodies he dreamed up and the emotions he poured into every note changed the course of music forever, which, of course, is so true. And a lot of people from a lot of different genres paying tribute to Brian Wilson today.
Yep.
Speaking of things that we're not going to see for a long time, I guess that's the end of Stranger Things, which, to be honest, I thought it had ended.
No.
I don't know why, because they keep taking all these long breaks, maybe?
Well, it's because it has been years and years. And then everyone's like, well, when are you going to finish it? When are you going to finish it? And it keeps getting punted down the road. No one knows why.
So now it says the fifth and final season is being released in three parts later this year between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve.
Okay, so we're at least getting it for 2026. Thank God. Like, I mean, I have real kids. Those kids are 20 now.
How does that even work?
Don't know. I don't know how they're going to pull it off. I think you almost have to do what they did in It, where you have to come back and revisit it. You know, like, say, maybe let them...
When they're adults?
Fictionally roll through college and they're back in Hawkins, and then it all jumps off again. Because, like, I mean, dude, it's not even close.
It has to be that, or it has to be something like this, because they've got the animated Stranger Things, the spinoff in the works.
Jeez, guys!
They dropped some details on that yesterday, so it's called Stranger Things Tales from 85.
Ugh.
And it takes place in the winter between seasons 2 and 3 of the original series.
This is how people ruin shows.
Yes.
Is it gets successful and then they take ages because they just want to milk it. Just get the thing out.
And then
out
they take some liberties because they say it'll feature the original characters plus a new one, Nikki, a tough girl with a mohawk.
She wasn't
who
there.
Just disappears. This is like Lost when they went back and did those episodes and tried to place those weirdos there. And you're like, no, I remember. They were never in the background.
It's getting too fancy.
But the kids will fight new monsters and unravel a paranormal mystery terrorizing their town.
Right, which never came up in any of the... Yeah,
it'll be out next year.
Great. Wow.
And back to fast food fries. Mm. In this ranking, McDonald's came in second to last. A restaurant supply company was behind it. They analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews. Unfair because as the restaurant
Yelp
with
terrorists.
The most...
Yelp terrorists.
The most actual
That's
storefronts.
How. Yeah. You got the most
You'd
options.
You get the most reviews.
I just don't...
And because you have the most reviews, you'd have the most negative reviews.
Yes. Well, yes. I agree.
Unless you're Popeyes. I mean, they got like dead last, which it's Popeyes. They have pretty good fries, but too many other things working against them. So who got top?
If it's not McDonald's, which should be McDonald's, I'm going to say Five Guys just because of the obsession with Five Guys fries.
Five Guys isn't on the list.
I'm not going to say Whataburger because I like
not Whataburger. On the list.
Not on the list. Okay. Burger King, which would be...
Burger King, one of the worst.
Okay, yeah. I also think Burger King's fries are
underneath
trash.
McDonald's.
Jack in the Box Curly's, seasoned. Where they land.
My personal favorite.
Where they land.
Not on the list.
On the list. Who? Okay, I'm out. I got nothing. Who's left?
Checkers and Rallies came in 10th.
Okay. All right.
Those are pretty dang good. The problem is you got to find a
Checkers.
Yeah,
I can't hate. That's fine.
Hardee's, ninth. Arby's, 8th. Zaxby's, 7th. Raising Cane's, 6th.
Okay.
If you like the waffle fry, Chick-fil-A, 5th.
They're leaning toward crinkle cut and waffle fries.
Bojangles, 4th.
Okay.
Freddy's came in 3rd. It's a pretty good fry. Shake Shack came in 2nd.
Okay, so they like the shoestrings. So
number
that would
be one, In-N-Out.
No!
Look,
man.
In-N-Out does a lot right, but not their fries.
No!
Not their fries.
Not even
close.
There's
a way to even ask for them, like, burnt or well done or something.
It doesn't even matter.
Even then, it doesn't help them.
I mean, tell us if we're wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. Those are garbage fries.
Maybe it's because McDonald's, you expect such high quality when they're bad.
Never had a bad McDonald's fry. Ever. Ever.
If you don't get to them hot, they're not very good.
Yeah, they do.
You don't
do
eat
great.
Them fast, but who doesn't eat them fast? Wow. They're gone in like seconds.
Unreal.
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
A free answer to Money Minute. We play that every day before 8:30. That is your chance to win $100, 100 big ones. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correct in 60 seconds.
It's like $10 a question.
Ooh, yes it is. Although that's not how we score it. It's
yeah,
all
that,
or nothing.
That would be stupid.
All or nothing. But to make it a little easier, we do give you that free answer. Today your freebie, Little Richard.
Oh.
Little Richard. So one of the answers in today's quiz, Little Richard. If you want to get signed up, you want us to call you maybe, go online, thebullhouston.com/contest, and get registered.
If you smell
what Sean
is cooking.
I feel like I want to mix it up a little bit today and start with the Texans because, honestly, the Texans are, I don't know, I'm getting into your mentality here.
You know, we're excited about the Texans.
Little sprinkle of mini camps, and all of a sudden it's like, oh.
Well, CJ Stroud throwing the football, as we've pointed out, for people and how they feel for the summertime, going on vacations and things like that, you know, kids around the house and whatnot, how they felt was largely going to be dictated by young man's right arm functioning properly.
You know what? But isn't that the way?
It is. Well, it's hope. That's what sports is. It's at its best. It is hope, and the Texans have a lot of hope this year. It's going to be a good football team, I think. And they yesterday was the final mandatory mini camp. This is it for any sort of team activity until late July when training camp starts. And it was cool yesterday. It's kind of fun now, like this era with D'Amico Ryans as the head coach. Of course, D'Amico Ryans is a franchise legend. And he was teammates with a lot of the franchise legends. So a lot of the guys come back and hang around the team. Andre Johnson's hanging around the team. And JJ being there yesterday was big news. And he did a press conference yesterday afterwards.
I want to play this because I found this very interesting.
Okay.
I would say I don't know if it'll ever be settled, honestly. I mean, I'll always think I can do it, which is a problem. Andre and I have talked about that a few times. Like, no matter how long you go, you're like, I got a couple in me. But I definitely... the last 2 years, you could say there's always that 1% in the back of your head. I definitely no longer have that anymore. I'm just comfortable. I'm at peace. We're having a new, our second baby soon, and life is very good. I'm very fortunate.
Obviously, that's JJ.
He's talking about playing or running for president.
Playing. He could run for mayor.
What is this illness?
Yeah.
That takes over the brain, especially the elite.
It's the competitive void. When you talk to guys, especially football players, because it's such a regimented sport, the two things that they miss the most are the competitive. Well, three things. They miss the locker room. They miss the camaraderie, being around the guys, they say. They miss the competitiveness. They miss having something on Sundays to go chase. And that's why these guys, when they get into media or whatever, a lot of them very intensely want to win ratings, things like that, because that's their new thing to go chase. And the third thing they miss is the structure. That's kind of the sad side of it. I see some guys have the structure removed and they don't know what to do.
So it keeps their life on the rails.
Two-thirds of the players in the NFL at some point after they retire wind up either divorced, chemically dependent, or bankrupt. That's a statistical fact. Now, it's coming down because the league is doing a better... I didn't mean to turn this into a depressing thing. We're talking about J.J. Watt.
Interesting.
Yeah, the league is trying to do its best now to give guys outlets and help them plan for after life after football. But when you take, I mean, they're 12 hours a day for a lot of the year, their time is spoken for. And now all of a sudden you've got nothing but time. And guys handle it different ways. J.J. Watt seems to be handling it very, very well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great.
He's doing great, and he's on TV, and he's going to be on the second play-by-play team on CBS. They've got, like, six of them.
Yeah,
okay. They've got, like, six of them. So he'll be doing games on Sunday. And
there's a good
the Texans have at least 7 or 8 games on CBS this year. There's a very good chance that J.J. Watt is going to be doing at least a couple of Texan games.
Man, think he'll be good at that?
He's already done some. He did play-by-play, or not play-by-play, but he's a color analyst on one of the Christmas games last year on Netflix. And he's been doing studio stuff. The overall thing of the audio you played, Frito, is that anybody with any hopes that he was coming back like in the middle of the season to go get 6 or 7 sacks for the Texans? He shut you down.
Oh my God.
He shut you down.
Don't hope for that. Let the man live his life.
Live his life, man. He's got a second kid on the way.
So, mini camp's over. You sleeping well? You good? You happy?
Oh, I sleep good all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm good, man.
Right.
I sleep good.
All right. Back after this. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Another day. Another batch of showers, thunderstorms, and possibly flash flooding. Be careful if you're out on the roads.
Am I the only person that will not shower or bathe when it's raining?
And why?
Because you could get struck by lightning. This is something my mom told us all growing up, and it has stayed with me. I don't know why you're laughing. There is a possibility. Now, okay, albeit a very small possibility, but you could absolutely be struck by lightning. That's why you don't swim when it's raining and lightning, dummy.
Well, that's what you don't swim because you're outside.
It doesn't
and that's
matter.
Where
lightning
can
find
from.
You inside.
Can it, though? Can it, though? I mean, really, real question.
Can.
Like, if you're sitting, you believe
you absolutely can be struck by lightning inside.
There's a story.
Your chances go up when you're outside,
right.
But you can be struck by lightning inside.
Has anyone ever been? But see, I've never once heard someone say, like, if I'm taking a shower in a thunderstorm, and let's say lightning hits something,
lightning can travel through your
journey
plumbing.
all the way up, and then Thor is just gonna come out.
You shouldn't even
and
wash
me.
Your hands or the dishes. During a thunderstorm. Now, I don't go that far. But
where?
I'm for sure not taking a shower. And what? I'm not bathing my kids. That's
okay.
Where it came up. It was because, hey, we can't bathe them. It's raining.
Yeah.
And Stuart looked at me
had
like
the same thing that I had is like, what are you talking about? You're
why
so
wouldn't we bathe them?
You're so sure about this. It's got me second guessing whether or not this, because I've never heard that. I have never once heard that. And I am not someone that's just going to poo-poo the threat of lightning. If it starts storming and I'm outside, I'm getting inside. But once I'm inside, that's it. Right?
Electrocuted. No.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. We're going to open it up to you guys.
Has
our phone numbers. Yeah.
Heard this?
Yes. Is anyone heard this, been told this, lived their life as such?
It's not like we live in Washington, okay, where it rains the entire time, or the UK.
Fair.
Then you would never shower.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. Let's settle this. Trio Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you. You might be right. Everyone might know
this. I am right.
And I might be risking my life.
Even if everybody on the phone says they've never heard of it either, you will not convince me to shower when it's raining, when it's lightning, because there is a chance, however small, that you could be struck by lightning.
Let's see. Rochelle, you ever heard this nonsense?
Oh, yeah. I was raised the exact same way as Katie.
And do you live dangerously now, or do you still say?
No. I'm the same way. No. I'm the same way.
It's not going to happen. What would
you
it have
know
to?
That.
What? Well, where's the lightning? Where would the lightning strike to get through your pipes and then zap you, like in a shot to the heart?
So, it actually, my great-grandmother had an experience with this with a family member.
What?
And so basically they were showering and it struck nearby and it zapped through the light. I mean, it wasn't bad. It didn't kill them or anything, but that's what the doctors ultimately said was the issue.
No. Just because they lived, like, something, they knew they got struck by lightning through their pipes when they were taking a shower. That happened.
Yeah, the doctors were like, that's the only thing that we could think of as to what happened. Because there was like, I mean, it was kind of like an old school house and stuff. So it's probably not really like up to par.
Is that one of the things? Exactly. Yeah. Do we need to talk to builders? Is that what we need to talk to? Is there a prevention?
Possibly. Yeah, my great-grandmother died about 5 years ago at 102. So that tells you how old she was. So
I've never once heard anyone have an experience like where they were shocked in the bathroom. I've never heard that leads me to believe you might be correct if that can happen.
Yes, very true. But my mom, like, I actually showered a few times when I was younger thinking she was just, like, psycho. And I got in so much trouble both times. And it was her grandmother that told her the story. So I'm
passed
like,
down through generations.
Now it's, like, passed it down to my kids. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's shower.
Yeah, you don't mess around. You wait. It's like swimming. You know, I mean, you got to wait 30 minutes, right? last time you hear thunder, you wait 30 minutes. And then you get out of the shower.
Okay, talk to us. What do you have?
Hey, I'm with Katie on that one. That happened to me when I was a little girl.
Don't talk on the landline. Wait, what? Okay.
You shouldn't talk on a landline. I did not
talk
know
on
that
a
one.
Landline.
Okay, so what was your experience?
Yeah. My mom used to say no baths or showers during a thunderstorm. And then when you had the landline, you were told during a thunderstorm you couldn't talk on a landline because you would get electrocuted that way.
Did you, in fact, was there an incident in which you faced the consequences of this behavior?
All the time.
Like, consequences like your mom yelled at you, or consequences like you were struck by lightning? Yes.
Many times.
Yes.
No. I wish, no. Consequences of being yelled at.
Okay. All right. House rule, you broke a house rule, not you were electrocuted while you're in a thunderstorm.
Okay, so now that you are an adult,
yeah.
Do you shower when it rains, or do you go, you know, maybe I'll wait.
Think twice.
Nope. I don't shower or bathe when it rains because that's been ingrained in me.
Yeah, okay. And you don't have to worry about the landline anymore.
Yeah, landlines are friggin' dead. It's not your problem anymore.
Because they were such risks.
They ain't coming through my iPhone. Yeah. I'll tell you. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So growing up, were you told you couldn't shower in thunderstorms? We get a lot of them here.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
The lightning is so bad.
It's bad. But I always thought that was hype. Like, if you were inside, you were fine. And now everyone's got
some
opinions. So we will journey back to hear from you guys. Mary. Okay, so.
Mary, you can't shower in the rain, correct?
Growing up, I had the exact same thing taught to me by my mom. You cannot shower or bathe in the rain. And I remember being like a preteen, and I was angsty, and I was just going to push the limit, and my mom made me mad, and I took a shower in a thunderstorm just to f*** her off.
What happened?
Oh, I got lectured about, if you just want to die, go outside with an umbrella next time. And so I can tell you that now, as an adult, if I need a shower, I will shower, but I do not take baths, and I will not be in there very long. It's like a necessity
thing.
Still
stuck with Mary, too. Okay.
Yeah, it always crosses your mind.
Okay, look, I mean, we're hearing from a ton of people that have some very compelling arguments.
And people that have been struck by lightning.
Like, I was not expecting this morning, but here we are. Mary, thank you so much.
Not alone.
Cameron, okay, you're up. Let's talk about showering in a thunderstorm.
You're not out there living dangerously, are you?
Yeah. My mom used to tell me that growing up, and, you know, I just heard this, and I go, you know what, that sounds silly. And I looked at Google AI. Hey, AI is siding. It is dangerous to shower during a thunderstorm.
Even got Google on it. Okay.
Well, don't say AI is on my side. AI is frequently wrong, but I'm not.
Cameron, thank you, man. We appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, Bruce, go ahead. What's your story?
Yes, I'm speaking 100% from experience. My house actually was hit by lightning and burnt down. And
God,
to be surprised, the community that it introduces you to. And one of the good families that I've actually walked through this process had the exact same thing happen. And he only realized it had happened because he saw the spark shoot out of his fireplace.
His fireplace.
So the house was struck, and that's how he saw it.
And then that's how the lightning manifested. And he's like, oh my God.
His Wi-Fi all went out, and he was like, what the heck? It took him like 5 or 10 minutes to get the Wi-Fi all set back up. And that's when his alarm started going off upstairs, and he went up, and there was fire shooting out the AC ducts and all that kind of stuff. But it absolutely can travel all the way through your house. And if you're
wet
in the shower,
your body is a conductor of electricity. I will agree
with the mechanics of that. Yeah, if you're soaking wet and all of a sudden a charge comes around, if lightning hits that
house, you do not want to be wet because it will find you.
It will go
wherever it wants to go. That's right.
So in your estimation, like this is 100% real, and I'm going to take it that you're not going to get in the bath or the shower during a thunderstorm.
I'll play my odds. I think the likelihood of someone like me getting hit by lightning again in my house is probably pretty low.
Okay. Why is it lower for you?
All right. You know, because you've already been through it.
It's kind of like winning the lottery. You're probably not going to win the lottery twice.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Fair enough. You don't see Powerball multi-hits.
Well, I thought that was the thing. I thought lightning does strike the same place twice.
Oh, it does. It can't. Well, I don't know what to say. I'd be like, yeah, of course it does. But I thought once
it did strike, it was more likely to strike.
I don't take that juju. I don't put that juju on me.
That's probably for the best, brother.
We're
going to go with it. Thank you so much for the call.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Oh, what to do, Heather?
Hey, what's happening?
You tell us. It was like a nice email from the females. So what's going on with you and Wes today?
I don't know. He's been like actively dodging me. It's annoying as hell. Huh. Like, I don't know if he thinks it's cute or what, but yeah, it's like he thinks I'm a process server or something. It's nuts.
I wasn't expecting a legal joke there.
What?
That cannot be a good sign.
Do you date a lot of those guys or something? Or what?
Is that a problem?
No, free and clear.
Okay, all right, good. Let's get back to Wes. So where'd you meet him?
We were in a volleyball league together.
Is he any good?
Not really. He's really cute, though, so he has that going for him.
Okay. 1 out of 2 ain't bad?
Yeah, but yeah, I guess like some of my friends decided that since he was single and I'm single that we should... I don't know, fix that. So, yeah, that happened.
Fix that. Okay.
How did it go? Did it go well?
I mean, it did. Like, after the first few hours, it did. Because, like, he's not the most vocal guy. You know what I mean? Like, the conversation was pretty dead. But then I got a few beers in
him.
Okay. Liquid courage.
Exactly. Things improved from there.
Yeah, he's actually a really cool guy. He's just, like, a really quiet guy. But, hey, like, after he came out of the show, we had a pretty great time. And... you know, that wasn't it either. I mean, we went out a few times after that, and we were texting a lot, so the usual stuff.
Okay, right. Now, obviously, that took a turn at some point. Do we know what happened? Is this a big old mystery?
No, I don't think it's a mystery. So he wanted to meet up with some friends, and he was going to pick me up from this work thing. And he showed up on schedule, but I don't know. I guess, like, he didn't like what he saw.
What was the problem? Like, do you have a bunch of weird, sketchy coworkers, or do you work in a... particularly bad part of town, or what are we talking about?
No, but I do some modeling. We were doing some swimsuit shots.
Like traditional modeling or OnlyFans? I feel like we have to ask these days.
Yeah, see, that's what he said. He was like, oh, what, do you have an OnlyFans? I'm like, why do you guys just assume that as soon as you start talking about modeling, you're swapping nudes for cash online?
Yeah, good question.
Okay, fair.
She would have said OnlyFans.
Yeah.
If she meant OnlyFans, she'd have said it.
I think it's just one of those things that comes to mind these days, but that's not what you're about.
No, God, no. Like, I mean, no judgment. You know, I have parents, and look, I'm sure I could do a lot better cash-wise if I was doing something like that, but this is just something, like, I've always thought was fun, and I'd like to do more of it or maybe book some higher-paying deals, but you know how it goes.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, just honestly, plain old boring modeling.
Okay. Well, what was the problem then? He didn't believe you or what?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, maybe he didn't believe me, or if he thinks there's something weird about modeling, or maybe he thinks models are dumb.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know, but, like, he comes in, and so, like, he met some of my friends, and then from that point on, he had this really bad attitude for the rest of the night, and then he drops me up at my house, and since then, he's just been, like, kind of hard to get a hold of.
Okay.
He saw it though. Like, how could he not believe it? Like, he doesn't believe it's a job, maybe.
Or he thinks maybe she's hiding the, you know, maybe it's the concealing and OnlyFans.
Get off this OnlyFans.
Is that just too much
thing
in my head? Is it the only? Is that a guy thing?
Probably. But what you're saying is he's not contacting you at all. No texts, no calls, no nothing.
Yeah, I feel like it's really uncalled for because, like, I don't know what's going on. And he never really told me he had an issue with me. And I think he's a really good guy. So I'm just like, I'd like to let him know, like, I'm honestly just a normal girl. I'm not up to whatever he thinks I'm up to.
And yeah, Frito, too, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm all about hope. Let's give it a shot. We're going to get him on the phone. We'll talk to him next. It's Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Poor Heather. I don't know what she has to prove to you people. She told you she doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Is that not a normal...
It means she doesn't have an OnlyFans.
It's not a normal reaction to questions.
People can roll up on bikini models and think to yourself, OnlyFans. No, because they'd probably be naked. That's the whole point of OnlyFans.
She was too clothed. Point.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh no. Fair.
But that was Heather's assertion. So, like when Wes came to get her for a date, she was at a gig wearing a swimsuit, and so maybe he does think that there's something else going on here.
Man, I mean, who knows?
Maybe I can get him off that track. Feel like you're not going to be much help here.
I will remain silent if that's the case. Trust.
I think we've got him lined up. Wes, is this Wes?
Yeah, this is Wes.
Hey, Wes, we're Frito and Katie.
Yes.
Hopefully calling to make your day here.
Oh.
Yeah, we got an email from a girl who wanted to get rid of a few misconceptions she felt that you have picked up about her recently. Do you know Heather? Do you remember Heather?
Oh, Heather. Yeah, I thought I caught a crazy vibe from her.
Okay. No. Right.
Wes.
Right. Now, she said you might have been a little freaked out by the fact she does some modeling.
It's not in quotes. Yeah, it's modeling.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's usually a pretty strong indicator of crazy, right?
How?
I don't know. You tell me. I was in there for 30 seconds before I caught her and her friends talking about their great, brilliant plan to go buy discount in Mexico.
I'm sorry. They were headed to Mexico for what now?
Boob jobs.
Right.
Although, right. I think she was getting a butt job, too. And I'm sure that's not what you call it. But, I mean, like, I guess taking your life into your own hands to save a buck or two is just her kind of game. I don't know.
Oh, so this is about me getting plastic surgery?
Okay.
Right.
Nice one.
Yeah. She's on the phone, obviously.
No, I mean, I don't care if you get plastic surgery, but this idea to get it across the border is just the dumbest idea I've ever heard. I mean, come on. What part of that sounds like a good idea to you?
Well, what part of it sounds like a bad idea? Like, I know you don't have to worry about this kind of stuff, but my ladies will be able to tell you, like, this stuff isn't cheap, okay? And this is what I want to do for my career. I'm not needing money, and I think this is, like, a pretty normal thing.
Normal thing?
Really?
This is worse than getting a bargain tattoo. They're probably going to sew, like, sandbags in there or something. To get some real D-quality work. But, I mean, who else knows what could go wrong down there?
Well, that's not how I look at it, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's not? From your vast experience with plastic surgeons abroad? I mean, come on. Did they give you a really nice brochure?
Ask around. Those people actually do this all the time. You know, and there's doctors, there's clinics, they're top-notch. And not just for this either. Like, a lot of people go this route because we're not trying to go into debt to pay for some doctors. Fifth Range Rover back here, okay? Guys, I don't have to take this.
We understand.
You definitely don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Out of curiosity, like, how'd you find this surgeon?
Yeah, have you been there before? Or, like, do you have friends that have had experiences? Or
yeah.
No, we found them online, but they have really good reviews. And I'm booked to go next month.
Hey, Heather, give me a call when you're looking for your ransom, okay? Maybe I can pitch in a few bucks.
That's not funny. Thank you. Yeah, okay.
Thank you guys for being on the show today. That was illuminating.
Well, it wasn't OnlyFans. Okay, so you were right about
kind
that.
Kind of wish it had been.
Okay, so my instant reaction.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, is what
horrified.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, same. And I'm not saying.
Right.
That you can't get good doctors in other countries.
No.
Right? Like, I'm not suggesting that at all.
It feels weird.
I feel the same way when I see, like, a Groupon for, like...
Yeah, discount.
A medical procedure.
There are some things that you don't necessarily want to get a discount on.
Exactly.
But are we wrong? Is this one of those things? For sake of argument?
This has a name. It's called medical tourism, and it actually is big business. And I think the reason that it is so cheap in other places is because they do all these package deals.
Right.
Whether that's, like, multiple surgeries.
Right.
Or it's just like, hey, not only do you get the surgery for this price, but we'll put you up in a hotel. You know, all of your post-care treatment is included. Like, that sort of thing.
Yeah. To me, I hear that, and I still think...
Oh, no. I think sandbags.
Yeah.
Cement in your your butt.
But
I've read too many stories.
Yeah.
I've read too many stories.
But are we wrong? Is Wes wrong? Just to
if it goes weigh wrong, it out. If it goes wrong, if you have any kind of complications,
what happens? Right?
You don't want to be there, but then also down the road, it could end up being more expensive than if you had just done it here in the first place.
These are things that immediately make sense to me, but again, are we wrong?
Yeah, where y'all at? Call us. We will talk to you around 7:40.
Frito and Katie.
And we are trying to figure out if discount plastic surgery in another country is in any way a good idea. Leaning towards no.
Federico's a doctor, so you have some opinions.
The young lady's correct. You can get excellent surgery outside of the U.S. And the gentleman, and I think you guys are overreacting. Now, there are some bad stories.
Yes. Okay.
But the cement in the butt, that came from the U.S.
Really?
That was a lady in the U.S. doing that.
So someone that's a professional, you would obviously know. You obviously know. You obviously have colleagues that do that.
I guess.
Okay.
Not necessarily colleagues, but patients and acquaintances and friends. And they've had good experiences.
Good experiences.
But you got to be careful, right? So how do you vet a doctor in another country? Like, would you have any advice on that?
Yeah.
I think the young lady's got a good idea. She's using the internet to look at reviews and whatnot. The trouble with that is that you could get false reviews.
Exactly.
So I would think the best way to do it would be through word of mouth, through friends and family that you know have had procedures in the abroad, you know?
Yeah, just ask the internet. I mean, kind of ask around.
So maybe that's it. If you can't get a few names. Put the name out there and say, hey, what do we know about this? Has anyone had any experiences?
Yeah.
Because, again, like I said, I've never had plastic surgery. I don't know. But in my head, when you say, you know, go to another country and have it and it's cheap, I think, oh, crap. Well, what are you sacrificing for that cost? And how would you deal with it? But maybe there's something to it.
Yeah.
Well, and as you guys know, the cost of living in other countries is way less than the cost of living in the U.S.
Absolutely.
So the doctors there, they don't charge as much as we do for that reason. So I don't think it's in any way it's a short, you know, change in terms of the type of care, the sterility of the environment, the products being used, etc. I mean, there are so many people that go to Mexico just to get drugs because they're cheaper. So the cost of acquiring products abroad is tons cheaper.
Okay.
Dude, so I think the young lady's correct.
Thank you so much for your perspective.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Melissa, go ahead.
I used to work in surgery, so if you take the risk of going somewhere else, yes, you can get excellent care, but there's always a chance that if something goes wrong, you won't be able to get any of those problems fixed in the United States, because mm-hmm. since you got your care outside of the U.S., typically they won't do that, and a surgeon here in the U.S. won't help you if you have any complications. So even if you have something that could be life-threatening, you basically have to wait for emergency care to get any help if you go get work done outside of the U.S.
It does seem like that could be complicating, right? Because occasionally you do have those things happen. You get surgery and then something goes wrong, but you go back to the, you know, there's a trail of people that can kind of like figure out what happened. But if it's in another country, yeah, I would assume all bets are off.
Right, exactly. So, that's the biggest risk. And then also, it's not monitored to the same degree and standards that we have in the United States. And so a lot of times if you go somewhere else, they can get away with things a little bit more easily. And obviously not everyone's going to be doing this. And so if you have a friend that you know and trust and you really feel like you don't have any other options and you're doing it for quality of life, I don't pass any judgment on people that feel like they need to make those decisions for themselves, because I don't know what it feels like. But at the same time, you know, there's nothing more important than the time that you're trying to enjoy more here on Earth, you know, with including the perception of yourself. So just some things to take mental note of. And I wanted to give that feedback.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Real talk. How common is this? Have you, like, I mean, do people really do this fairly regularly?
It's incredibly common. In fact, we have places in the United States that are well known for cheaper deals. I mentioned you guys, I heard you guys mention earlier, and I apologize, I don't know you by name, but one of you had said, sometimes you can get a better deal if you package it all in together, like all your surgeries at once. That is incredibly high risk. I don't want to say who it was.
Oh, it was me, but I wasn't suggesting it.
But it does exist.
We said that's why people do
that
it.
That wild idea actually happens.
Definitely don't suggest this.
That's right, right. No, no, no. I was going to say I don't because somebody, I mean, I've seen it happen to people that I don't know on a personal level because I used to work in that industry, but someone I care about, like, more than I could ever put into words, actually had multiple procedures done at the same time, and it was just too much on that person's body to heal within a short period of time.
Right.
And then on top of that, the doctor made an error. So when you have all of these types of things going on, you have to take into consideration that you have human beings working on you. So even if you have, you know, one of the best surgeons, you know, that you could possibly find, they could make an error. And if they do and they don't take the proper precautions to make sure that you get the care that you need, it doesn't just put your life at risk. It can actually complicate something that you're trying to make yourself feel better about. You can leave that surgery feeling worse about your body than you walked in. And I think that's something that people don't take into consideration either. They're just thinking about the instant gratification they're going to feel.
Right.
So all I can say is for anybody considering surgery, you know, obviously take a look inside and decide, do I really need to do this to have the quality of life that I'm looking for? But if you can't stop thinking about it, then yeah, maybe you should go for it. But please don't do it all at once. Do your surgery in stages. Mm-hmm. Don't pack it all in one procedure to try to save a dime, because there may be surgeons out there that are thinking about their bottom line a little bit more than they're thinking about your health, even though legally they're not supposed to do that, whether they're in the United States or not. And they get tired. They're humans. So imagine them hours and hours and hours in surgery trying to complete, too much at once.
I'd worry about the surgeon that agrees to it all.
I think that these are important things to consider. This is a big decision. I don't think it's something anyone should take flippantly at all, no matter where you get it. But thank you so much for weighing in on this morning. Katarina, you're up next. What do you think?
I want to honestly say that I actually have a very good friend of mine. His wife is actually in a coma right now due to going to Mexico and getting all those surgeries that were mentioned.
Gosh.
Yes. So I think maybe she should reconsider that. It's a very serious consideration for her to maybe rethink that.
This is interesting. So, again, like you said, we're not wrong in thinking there could be consequences that you're not
be very dangerous.
Foreseeing.
Yeah, you just see the price and you think, oh, what a good deal.
Yeah.
But then you exactly. don't think what might come after.
I think maybe she might just want to look into it further, do her research before taking that step, moving forward with those surgeries. It's really not worth it just saving a few bucks to go across and do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's going to be a gross day.
But with the summer maybe coming up, you're going somewhere beautiful.
Hopefully
somewhere
so,
with bright, sunny skies.
Not and this.
Yeah, the opposite of whatever's happening here. Just know, apparently, nothing ruins a hotel stay faster than human interaction. We've now reached the point where we'd rather wrestle with a touchscreen than say hello.
Really?
The machines aren't replacing us. We're replacing ourselves. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
In a world.
Oh, don't. It's not.
Where eye contact is the enemy.
All right.
And small talk is a threat.
I feel like I might have heard about this from a friend already, but I don't
no
know
No one
the
wants
story.
Hotel front desks anymore.
They just don't want the desk at all?
Yeah, they want nothing. No one. They want an
they
app.
They like this?
They want
like
an
this.
App and nothing else.
That's how
as,
you prefer
as
it.
As a traveler who frequently deals with problems, that is my nightmare.
Because
the app isn't going to help you.
I'm a little surprised by you saying that they like this.
They want it.
Wow.
Actively, they are saying, give this to us.
Okay.
What you going to do in Vegas when you're looking for an upgrade? Can't bribe an app.
Can't bribe an app.
Or can you?
No, nope.
Maybe we just don't have access to that tier. I don't know. We'll get back to this because, again, I got a lot of thoughts on this. But let's talk about our favorite BEVs. The company that owns Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and a bunch of other brands just released its first ever State of Beverages report.
The State of Bevies?
The State of Bevs.
Wow.
And it found the most important drink of them all is coffee.
Oh, absolutely true.
The top beverage Americans say they cannot live without.
Yes.
Is coffee.
If you phrase it like that, that's not even close.
62% agree with it, which actually I thought was rather low.
Mm.
My day doesn't start until I've had a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
69% of people agree with the statement that says drinking coffee every morning is my happy place.
Wow. Yeah. No, I wouldn't say happy place, but I don't play. It has to exist.
It's not to say that it's your favorite drink.
Right.
It's just the one that
critical.
You need.
Critical.
Like you have to have in order to function every
exactly.
day. America's favorite beverage is soda. They didn't even break it out, just in general, soda.
Okay.
53% enjoy the taste more than any other beverage that was optioned.
Okay.
In other news, this is going to sound like a stupid radio story where we just play a bunch of fart jokes all the time. But no, actually, scientists at the Royal Veterinary College in the UK released some research about dog diarrhea.
Really?
Well, we just talked about how dogs can be very, very expensive.
Oh, yeah, they can absolutely
and you definitely
expensive.
Can bring your dog to the vet if they've got a bout of this, right? If they've got loose stool problems and it goes on for several days.
Well, it's a common reason.
Well, then you have to be worried because your dog might get dehydrated faster, right?
Yep.
So they looked at millions of dogs, and what's interesting is they actually discovered that it can be breed specific. So there are breeds that are more likely to encounter this problem than others. So six breeds compared to the average dog are at risk. The Maltese, the miniature poodle, the Cavapoo.
Don't know it.
The German Shepherd.
Yeah.
A Yorkie, a Yorkshire Terrier.
Yeah, yeah, and a that Cockapoo. Makes sense. Wow.
So the Cavapoo and the Cockapoo. I mean, not named for that.
Right.
I mean, they're crossbreeds involving poodles. That's just unfortunate. They're very, very cute. Only two breeds, the Jack Russell Terrier and Chihuahua, had a lower risk.
That's really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess it makes sense.
Dogs younger than 3 and older than 9 more likely to be diagnosed with those problems.
Absolutely
compared
true.
To just like middle-aged
absolutely
dogs.
Absolutely true.
So just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to save some money where vet bills are concerned, it could be a potential problem. Or they say you might want to look into specialized food.
Right.
Oh, no, that's a big one. That's a big one for Yorkies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And back to hotels. You show up, no one's there. You have a problem? No one's there.
Well, what's new about that? I've had that experience all the time. Just, okay. I guess somebody gets a little
hotel front desk used to be a hospitality feature.
Yeah, people.
There's someone standing there.
24 hours a day most of the time.
They can make recommendations. They can give you directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say they still function in that way. Now, that's not to say they've got 5 of them.
No. But
there's someone whose job it is
human.
To stand there.
Listen to your needs.
Yes, and to help you however they can. If it's above their pay grade, they have to call someone, whatever, there's someone. But that is not what people want. 82% of Gen Z travelers say get rid of them. And 70% of Americans across the board would rather check themselves into a hotel with an app instead of talking live human.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't want that. Because, like, again, things do go wrong. Reservations get botched.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have someone who can figure out what to do about it or else you're stuck. Like, that is a horrible idea. I do remember hearing what one of our friends went to Vegas recently. Said that it was a completely automated experience, like the AI would call you if something like about checkout times, an app was. And I thought to myself, I was like, my God, have we gotten to this point in Vegas? You know, Vegas, where you need, because people here comes some crazy stuff.
They live to accommodate.
Crazy stuff in Vegas. You need someone to, you need a cleaner.
But maybe that's it. Maybe in Vegas, they give you all those options for checkout and things in your room because it saves time on the line for the people that actually have to go down.
Have crazy issues.
Speak with someone.
Maybe so.
Like, in that case, fine.
I can't imagine wanting this.
But don't get rid of them.
Yeah, that's you walk into what? An empty space?
I also, for safety reasons, standing there.
Isn't that a concern? Don't you want someone?
They clock the comings and goings of the hotel.
They're a witness. A witness
exactly.
to whatever happens in that hotel. That's, I don't know. I can't, that's crazy. I know we don't like talking to people. I know we don't like interacting with people anymore. I know it makes us nervous and everything. You don't want this. And if you do, just go to an Airbnb.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
It's all app-based, isn't it? Oh. We don't need to worry about robots taking our jobs. We're giving them our
just
jobs.
Just handing them away.
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's
Money Minute.
Next one up in the Money Minute. How are we doing, Ruben?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Ruben's very chill this morning, which is what you need.
I need that kind of energy also.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just make this a very relaxed couple of minutes here. You got 60 seconds to get 10 trivia questions correct. You can pass on any of the questions. And if you have time at the end, we'll come back around to your passes for a second crack at them. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Katie, ready to roll?
I'm ready. In Roman numerals, what is XX?
20.
Water that condenses onto cold surfaces like grass or leaves from moisture in the air is called what?
Frost.
A device that produces a regular repeated sound to help musicians play music at a particular speed.
Tempo.
What is the branch of science that studies outer space, celestial bodies, and the universe?
Astronauts.
Who sang the theme to the Magic School Bus in the 90s?
Skip.
A type of government where the power is held by a few people. A few people is called an...
Can you repeat that?
A type of government where the power is held by a few people.
Pass.
What's the blade attached to the end of a musket?
A melee or...
How did he do?
Did good. Going to go over some of these here. Water that condenses onto cold surfaces.
Frost.
Like grass or leaves.
Frost,
yeah, frost
good
is...
Answer.
It's dew.
Yeah.
So what happens when dew freezes,
frost.
Right? So
Yeah.
That's
a maybe point. Maybe a
device that produces a regular repeated sound to help musicians play music.
Metronome.
A metronome. Mm-hmm. Those annoying... Oh, wow. Little ticks if you ever played piano.
Oh, Lord.
Piano teachers love those things.
Yeah.
What is the branch of science that studies outer space, celestial bodies, and the universe?
This is from the other.
Astronauts. You started to say astronomy.
Yeah, not the froofy one.
Yeah,
not
astronomy.
The one. Yeah. This is the
I knew that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Who sang the theme to the Magic School Bus? This is interesting.
Little Richard.
It was Little Richard.
It was.
If you can believe it.
You gave me that.
Yeah, that was the freebie for today.
But you don't know when to use it, so I get it.
Yeah.
You would have used it had we come back.
Mm-hmm.
A type of government where the power is held by a few people is an oligarchy.
Oligarchy, yeah.
Yep. That's from like way back in social studies in like third and fourth grade, right? And what's the blade attached to the end of a musket?
That's a bayonet.
A bayonet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Ruben,
wow.
Not a bad start, my dude. Let's get you back on. Let's get a rematch.
Yes.
Sign up again, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas proud. It is disgusting outside.
Not going many places this morning.
No. And if you are going somewhere, be careful. And we mentioned this earlier, but as far as air travel goes, just you need to check now, man. You need to check now because they had a ground delay. And then it's just been whatever time your flight was supposed to leave at, you're probably going to want to double check that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just go find the United counter and say, Bob Jones sent you, and you'd like to write a card for the troops.
Yes, absolutely. Bob would love to help you kill some time today and support 10,000
for
the troops brought to you by Mack Hike Chevy Cares.
Was thinking not going many places, but coming up, you could go to Aaron Watson at the Rustic.
And quite frankly, you probably need something to kill some time. So let's play 5 in 5 today. A fairly simple concept. We have 5 seconds, and Katie has a category. She is going to give you that category, and your job is to name 5 things that fall within that category in 5 seconds. If you do it, we send you to the Rustic to see the Honky Tonk Kid. That simple. So if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. And we will talk to you next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. This is a wonderful category you have picked out today.
Thank you.
Let's play 5 in 5, y'all. Frito, Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Jackie,
good morning. How are you doing out there today? Are you swimming in?
I'm good.
Taking a boat?
Yes, swimming into work.
Yeah, carpooling.
Hope you park inside
carpooling
or under something.
With Noah, like what are you? Okay, let's get down to business. We have tickets to our friend one of our favorites, Aaron Watson.
Playing June 27th out at the Rustic.
And this is 5 and 5. There's a category Katie's going to give you. You need to name 5 things within that category before 5 seconds expire. We do that.
Okay.
In 5 seconds. However, but if you do that, we send you to Aaron Watson. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to re-explain that, as that is part of my stalling tactic to give you more time when I reveal the category.
Yes, because
just pretend like you're hearing it for the first time, Jackie. Yeah.
This will give you a second.
Our category today is things that fall from the sky. Don't overthink it. Things that fall from the sky. You can get creative. We'll take it. So you have 5 seconds to name 5 things that fall from the sky. 5 things that fall from the sky. Your time starts now.
Rain, hail, bird poop, sleet and snow.
Yes!
Or I'm taking cats, dogs, houses.
Occasional house!
We've all seen The Wizard of Oz.
Some days.
Frogs. You
know, maybe later this afternoon. Who knows? Did he can't prove that it don't. Jackie, congratulations. Thank you for making that nice and easy for us today. We will thank you with these tickets to Aaron Watson. Hang on the line.
Yay!
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. So proud. We're trying to get 10,000 letters to send to our troops. We're extremely proud of them. They are stationed all around the globe, and we want to make sure at least 10,000 of them get a really nice note from Houstonians.
And we are so proud of you guys, because you've already come to the table. You've already done some amazing, amazing things. And we keep hearing from you guys, the ones that are still working on getting your packages together, getting these cards kind of written and produced and accumulated then to us. And we cannot wait to see what you guys have been doing. Now, with that said, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, it is not too late to start.
No, it is not. So we need the cards by the 26th of this month, which is exactly 2 weeks from now. But that's 2 weeks that you could get the gang together. Everybody makes a card or 12, and then you mail them ASAP, or you bring them to the studio. You bring them to Mac Hike. You check out the calendar that we've got on our website at thebullhouston.com that tells you our pickup parties out at King Ranch Ag and Turf, like Saturday.
Yeah.
If you happen to live in the Spring area, we're going to be there off 45 from 8 to 10.
That's right. And we want to show gratitude for your gratitude. Mm-hmm. So if you are one of those groups that's working on getting some cards together, let us know. You can call us, you can text us, 713-881-5500, but let us acknowledge you for this good work you're doing.
A few questions that have come in frequently online. People are wondering about the cards themselves. Should they put them in envelopes?
Yes.
Should they seal them? So our friend Jimmy over at Boots for Troops said that it does not matter. But if you'd like, you can just leave them out of envelopes and save yourself those envelopes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally personal preference. They will go in their world's greatest care packages.
Mm.
So you don't have to worry about that. I know, were you just to send them in the mail, you wouldn't be able to put anything on that envelope.
Right.
But that's not what's happening. The other question we're getting is, do we have a card total?
Right.
So we have a rough idea, but we're kind of saving everything for that finale, that card counting party.
Yes.
That we're going to do on the 27th. At Mac Hike Chevy.
Then we obviously want that number to go up and up.
Yes,
and up.
Yes, yes, we do. Right? So we're kind of keeping that buttoned up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there is a number, and again, we know.
Well, there's for sure 10,000 that we'd like to get, so let's start there.
Look, find out all the details. Find out how you can get involved. BullHouston.com.
Yes, ma'am! Sean! Is cooking.
Let's talk Astros with Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610.
Hello again.
Hello.
How are you?
Yesterday you jinxed the team.
Tuesday I jinxed the team by going to an Astros game.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on them early, too, the White Sox. I just looked at Amy. I said, it's going to be one of those nights. They were up 3-0 in like the second inning. So then last night we stayed home. We sat on the couch like we do, like we'll be doing until we're 90, watching the Astros together.
Right.
And by the third inning, it's 7-0 Astros. I'm like, well, there's a big middle finger to House Pendergast right there. But it was good to see. We were obviously rooting for it. And the Astros now up 4 games in the AL West because Seattle stinks at baseball right
Thank God.
Yeah, it was good.
What are the odds that the clubhouse uses you as what they refer to as locker room fuel?
Oh, you know some sort of harbinger?
Like, so if like you're on the show and you're like, ugh. You know, they all of a sudden
it'd
they're
be
like,
really good for you, though, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be phenomenal.
Pendergast is dogging on us again.
How many times do we need to say this to make it
speak
stick?
It into existence?
Because I would rather, like, I mean, I know it's not good for you personally because of your Twitter feed, but like, if you just need to talk noise about them all day long and that gets them like 7 runs, you gotta be a heel, man.
As a fan, I would do it just because I want to see them win. So if I have to take on a certain persona publicly that seems to contradict my fandom,
yes.
You and I are wrestling fans, Frito.
Exactly.
I can very
we gotta have a heel turn.
Execute a work with Sean, the best of them.
Sean Pendergast, the final boss. Yeah, exactly. Is what we're looking for today.
I'm on my second marriage. I can figure out a work. It was good to see. I got to think about this now. Do I need to do something here to help? Because this is not a dominant Astros team.
Exactly.
They're winning games, but they're doing it in a way where you're like, wow, they are really kind of... They're like that scene in Apollo 13 where they've got to get the astronauts out of outer space and the whole shuttle is shut down. Mm-hmm. There's no power or anything like that. So back at Mission Control, they just take this big carton full of a bunch of junk that they have.
Yeah, and turn it into an air filter.
And they're like, here's what we have, and it's like a remote control, a plunger, five bags of Tootsie Rolls.
Three paper clips and a Beach Boys
album.
Yeah,
and you're like, you need to turn this into something that can get carbon monoxide out of the main cockpit. And that's what the Astros are right now. Like, they're doing a really good job of getting carbon monoxide out of the cockpit with a bunch of Tootsie Rolls and duct tape.
Please mark this clip and deliver to the Stros.
Yes. W. You are nothing but, hey, Stros, you're nothing but Tootsie Rolls and duct tape.
Hey, Tootsie Rolls
it's a
are
miracle.
Great. So is duct tape.
Tootsie Rolls are a little overrated there, if you have fillings.
There go the tweets.
Yes, yeah, you heard me, Katie.
There go the tweets.
You heard me, Katie.
I know, we're going to get
candy corn sucks. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's legit.
On that, we can agree. Yeah,
we're united on that.
On that, we can agree.
What do you got around your neck over there?
What do we got? I don't. Don't call her. I don't call her out on this. This is.
No, I'm just curious. I'm not judging.
I'm curling my hair, Sean.
Oh, okay.
You
oh,
don't
that's
have
a hair curler.
So.
No, I know. That's why I'm asking.
You or I would know nothing about
I was legitimately curious.
This is
raining outside, and
would my wife like one of those?
Swamp,
she would.
Sean.
She would.
She would like one of those for
and
Christmas.
Here's the thing: you're supposed to sleep in it for 8 hours.
Oh, really?
I get about 2.
Yeah.
And so I must make up the time.
Yeah.
So she lets it bake. Okay. When she's here at work.
I got you.
About, by 8 hours time, is 8 hours,
by the
man.
Time we get done with the show, which will be in about 30, 40
my
minutes.
My hair will look great.
Yeah, then we can cut videos and all this. There's a whole strategy.
Is it a heated apparatus? Or is it? No, just
it's
providing
like a,
shape.
It's like a pillow.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'll send you a link.
Yeah, send me a link.
Talk to Seth about it. I'm sure he knows all about this product.
He's
got a little more hair than us.
He does. He's got a good-looking head of hair.
All right, brother, we appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.
Here's the stories we almost missed.
New fear on lock, Katie. A new condition is sweeping these United States of America, and it's called office chair butt.
Okay.
Something else to be terrified of. As someone that I... Look.
We don't move much. We're pretty sensitive.
I am, from when I get to this, I try to move as little as I can once I get to the building.
Same.
I plop myself down in this chair behind all these buttons, and unless I have to pee or get water or something, I'm trying not to move till I go home.
In this chair, you remain.
Yeah, and see, I feel like I am at serious risk that... Of catching a case of office chair butt.
I like to think I'm marginally self-aware and this baby ain't got back.
The definition of this is when you've got a flat, saggy, unimpressive backside. Flat, saggy, and unimpressive. And you get this.
I don't like all of those words.
Because you sit too... You sit too much at work. And so as you sit in an office chair, it actually does flatten your butt, is what they say. Unless you're
Wouldn't
doing a lot of
Wouldn't
that just
be sitting
exercise.
On anything?
Well, not a couch. Like, a couch is soft. An office chair ain't soft. There's nothing cushy here. This is made with the literal least amount of padding they can give you. The least. There's a li- may as well just give me a stool in here. It's about the same. So it's just, it's slowly pancaking my butt every single day. Now, they say if you just stand up and move throughout the day, that can help you out.
Okay, so their way to avoid is to not.
Just to not.
As often.
Not sit in an office chair.
Which means you're doomed.
Is this written by those yoga ball people? You remember when that was a thing for 5 minutes?
No, people still do it.
Do they still
do
it?
The big one now is the rising desks. Right? So you can sit or stand, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, you can just change.
There are still people that love those treadmill desks.
I
was all worried about sitting for my health. Like, sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had one of those under desk ellipticals.
Right.
Sadly, I lost my cord for that when we moved. So I just have the piece itself, which is still fine, and it would still go around.
I wonder if that would actually help. This because again, you're just all you gotta do is move your legs. If you're moving your legs, your glutes are gonna get
motion. What about sitting in different ways? Because I am one of those people that has to sit. Sorry, not Indian style. That's fallen out of favor. Crisscross applesauce.
See, I go cheek to cheek here. That's my strategy. I'll do about 20 minutes on this cheek, and then I'll rotate my chair and go the other way.
If I sit here in my chair like I normally do,
that's pretty impressive that you can do that.
Because it kind of puts the. Like, yeah. It redistributes the weight. Did they say anything about that?
I think anything is going to help. These are the advice pieces that
anything
they give
to keep
you.
Me from actually exerting myself.
Yeah, they say you can pace around when you're on a phone call. Like, if you're on a call, just make laps around the room like
you're
in prison or something.
Dude, there's a lady in my neighborhood back in San Antonio who lost probably 200, 250 pounds by doing all of her phone calls. Like, I think she worked in sales. Just walked around the neighborhood.
Whenever she's on the phone.
I saw her every day for 3 years.
She walks. And then she'd clock miles and miles,
yes.
And then all of a sudden, boom.
Insane.
All right, I'm not going to knock it. Put something you need regular access to a few feet from your desk. So basically, make it annoyingly far away.
So you have to
get up and walk three steps.
Yourself.
Choose a bathroom that's a little further away. They say maybe even one on a different floor. That's not why you pick the different floor bathroom. We all know why you pick the different floor bathroom. All right, stay dry. Be careful on the roads. We'll see you tomorrow.